Former President Donald Trump is pleading not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Now, the charges stem from a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels during Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The first pictures from inside the arraignment have been released, but we will not be hearing audio or seeing video of this unprecedented hearing. A New York Supreme Court judge rejected a request from several media organizations to allow the arraignment to be broadcast.
Well, joining us live to talk about that is Washington Post media reporter Paul Fahey. Paul, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sean.
Obviously, there's been massive interest in today's arraignment. Explain why the judge still decided not to allow it to be recorded.
Yes, the judge said exactly that, that this is a big, huge, historic event with widespread media interest as well as public interest. But he said he wasn't going to allow any cameras in the courtroom because he didn't want to create the kind of circus-like atmosphere that might jeopardize a fair trial. It might create safety concerns. And he also referenced that it might be, against the dignity and decorum of the court. I'm not sure what that meant, but that's what he said.
But he did allow in, what, 5 print cameras?
That's right. He had 5 still cameras, pool photographers who were allowed into the courtroom to take shots before the actual arraignment began. Those pool pictures have started to come out. We've seen a few of them. It's basically Trump sitting at the defendant's table with his attorneys. But that's the totality of what we're going to see. This is going to be one of those historic events that's going to be described rather than actually seen.
Well, speaking of that, we've gotten at least one report this afternoon from the courtroom that Donald Trump said, or at least somebody said on his behalf, that he was going to be defiant in the courtroom and say a loud not guilty. We got a report that it was his lawyer who entered the not guilty plea. So something like that, doesn't that take away from the impact of what's happening, that we don't have these cameras in the courtroom?
Yeah, we're talking about secondhand witnesses to all of these events. It's a rather derivative way to record and understand an event of this magnitude. But this is the way this judge decided to do it. And by the way, he's done it before, the trial of Alan Weisselberg, who is Trump's chief financial officer. He was eventually convicted. There were no cameras for that either. Obviously, a much smaller, less public interest in that trial. But nevertheless, this is consistent for this judge.
All righty, Paul, thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Hillary.
Washington Post media reporter Paul Fahey.